Discussing border security strategies in Weslaco. Securing $4 billion in funding for Texas's border security efforts, launching Operation Lone Star and deploying thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, hiring Texas's first ever border czar to oversee border security, taking aggressive action to aid border communities, including busing thousands of migrants to Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, and Philadelphia, designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations to keep Texans safe amid the growing national fentanyl crisis, arresting and jailing criminals trespassing or committing other state crimes along the southern border, issuing an executive order authorizing the Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety to return illegal immigrants to the border at ports of entry, allocating resources to acquire 1,700 unused steel panels to build the border wall in Texas, signing a law to make it easier to prosecute smugglers bringing people into Texas, signing 15 laws cracking down on human trafficking in Texas, signing a law enhancing penalties for the manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl, issuing a disaster declaration for the border crisis, issuing an executive order preventing non-governmental entities from transporting illegal immigrants, signing Memoranda of Understanding between the state of Texas and the states of Chihuahua, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and Tamaulipas to enhance border security measures in their states that will prevent illegal immigration from Mexico to Texas, activating the Joint Border Security Operations Center, JBSOC, and directing the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Military Department, and Texas Division of Emergency Management to coordinate Texas's response to secure the border. Read more on additional actions taken by the governor to secure the border.